rule.
Yeah, pushing back. Yeah, exactly.
Joe Legersky joining us on the program. What's going on, Coach?
I tell you what, Keith, I was scrambling tonight. I thought the rankings are always out, 5 o'clock on Tuesday, trying to figure out where they were at, and I've looked at everything else out there and go, okay, I see the power rankings. I see where Robert's voting in the AP. I see the coaches poll, and I'm like going, okay, something's happened here today. I see why. Duke, Kentucky.
Yeah, well, yeah, you gotta make room. We gotta make way for the blue bloods of college hoops there. So,
I'm gonna tell you what, it's pretty amazing you can get them to play each other this time of year.
So, Joe, I gotta ask, if you see how I'm voting in the AP, have I just lost my mind, or do you think I got it kind of fairly down pretty good? Honestly, give me your honest opinion on that.
Hey, what I think you do, because when you start having the rankings in the paper, and then they list your rankings right next to it, that's all the credibility you need. It's telling you that you must be choosing something right here because it's worth putting in the paper.
Joe, you guys...
Don't give him credit, Keith. Is that what you're saying?
I give him any more credit. He had OU number 4, so I'll give him credit. That's fine.
I told you OU's going to be there. You keep worrying too much.
It was funny. Joe sent me a text message during the Baylor game. How you holding up? I'm like, oh, man. I sit back. I go, you know, he's like, yeah, they're looking pretty good. I go, I remember 48-14 and 41-9. That's all I kept saying back. That's what I remember right there, so...
You're right, Keith. I worry about you. I'm pulling for you now.
But see, I had my kids this past weekend, so I had to be on my best behavior. So
that's good. That's why you were going right down to the end, going, hey, I can't get too excited until it's finally over. But these next few weeks, your anxiety level's got to be pretty high.
It's going to be tough, yeah. It's going to be really tough with TCU and then Bedlam coming up. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, now you know what I deal with every day.
Every day, Coach.
Bedlam every day.
Every day with Cowgirl basketball. So it's been kind of few and far between in the games with you guys. You know, you had your exhibition on the 5th, and about a week and a half later you had your opener this past Sunday, and then you know, you have to wait almost a week to play your second game. Was that by design to get as many practices in, or is that just kind of the way the schedule played out for you guys?
No, Keith, it was very much by design to try to get more practice time in. Originally, we were going to open up tonight with Shadron State, and so we ended up pushing that back to the opening weekend, where now it just gave us more days to practice, more days to get in between. I just had a meeting, you know, with all our post players, and what I talked about to them was just the fact that how much inexperience we have. We're trying to gain as much as we can, even in a basketball game where, you know, you're up 20, 25 points, and I'm still out there with Bailey and Marta, just because Marta has, you know, one college game under her belt. Bailey only has 9 with her injury last year. And so the players that I'm looking at starting on Friday against St. Mary's, they needed as much time as they could to feel comfortable with playing. And interesting enough, I'm talking to Jordan Kelly and Markell, and they were both talking about how nervous they were going into the first game. So it's a challenge.
You bring up Marta, and I know we talked earlier. How has she been able to, and I know we're one game into this thing, but her ability to maybe stretch a defense with her size and her ability to shoot the three, how much are you looking forward to seeing that evolve as the year goes on?
Oh, Keith, that's the biggest thing, not only through this year, through the future. She reminds me a great deal of Justyna Pajemska, that played for me, you know, in the late 2007-08 season, where she could shoot it from three, she could pass it, and Marta does the same thing, and it just helps for us to have another shooter on the perimeter. It seems we've always been able to have that 4 player that has some skills at shooting the basketball, and Marta's definitely somebody that does. We're just trying to make sure she gets a little more confidence of being a more aggressive with the basketball. That means putting it on the floor and making decisions, because she really does a good job with that. But, you know, once again, she's a freshman just trying to figure out where she fits in with this team.
Hey, Joe, you know, you said, you know, last week about where, you know, you have Markell and Jordan on the floor, and they're doing stuff at such a faster pace because they're older, they're more familiar with stuff. Is that something with these younger players that just comes along with time, or have you liked how they've at least absorbed it and are learning it, and it's just going to take some time for them to get up to speed on the floor? Well, how would you kind of assess that?
Yeah, Robert, you're correct with that. It's about time. One of the things we always talk about is your decision-making process. Do I shoot the basketball? Do I pass the basketball? Do I dribble? Who do I pass it to? And that has to become second nature. And the quicker you can make that decision, the better player you become. And what you see when we watch film, you'll see young players get the ball and they'll look inside, then they'll look to the left, they'll look to the right, they'll look back inside again, and sometimes nobody's even guarding them. And they're just trying to absorb everything we're trying to give them. And we've even really watered a lot of things down for us just to be able to help them. But it's just going to be time, and as to when it clicks, you never know. That's something that happens for everybody at their own individual pace. Some nights, Marta, it clicks really well for her in practice. Other nights, you look at her and you just know that she's a freshman.
I'm a Cowgirl basketball coach, Joe Ligurski, here in the Sports Zone with us. So you get St. Mary's Friday. You didn't get to play them last year, but you may have seen them last year in that tournament with you guys and that they hosted with Howard and Iowa State. And I heard you mention today that they put a pretty good. They beat Iowa State last year. This could be a tough test for you guys Friday night, isn't it?
Oh, there's some challenges through here. Just, you know, normally with us playing the regional schools, whether it's DU, Montana State, that regional games make it very difficult. And then when we step out and play, Gonzaga on the road, we're going to play St. Mary's here this Friday night. We get Santa Barbara, Cal State Fullerton. These are going to be real tests for our young team, and we're trying to prepare them as well as we can for January. And when you look at St. Mary's, they're a program that a lot of us would like to be. You take a look, and they've averaged 23 wins over the last six seasons. They're in the top two or three all the time in the West Coast Conference, battling for championships, and they just got it in a position where they just keep bringing in players and making it very difficult. You look at it now, and so far, their leading scorer from last year has not even played yet this year. And Nicholson averaged 17.5 points a game last year. We don't know if she's going to play Friday or not, and they don't even seem like they've missed a beat without her. Two new inside kids are averaging 18 and 20. It's going to be a big challenge for our team.
Joe, I know as coaches, I'm sure you just like to just keep practicing and work, but is this a the schedule is what it is. Is this a good time to have a kind of test like this for this particular squad?
Yeah, it really is. And, there are times I knew when we put this schedule together, you get an exhibition game, you get Shadron State to come in here, and then all of a sudden it's really going to step up with St. Mary's. And you have them, Fullerton, and Santa Barbara next, and then you go on the road to Gonzaga. So this stretch is going to tell me a great deal about the competitiveness of our team and how we respond to what I say very talented teams that we're playing. There's nothing easy about what this group has in front of them. I wish we'd have been able to take a look at some things and maybe get maybe another home game here or there or something in between, but they need to find out what it's going to be like to play at this level, and they're going to get that opportunity on Friday night against, as I say, one of the talented teams that we're going to play all year.
Where's the biggest matchup that, I don't want to say has you most concerned, but where's the biggest matchup where you guys are going to, the girls are going to have to work a little bit harder to limit the success that St. Mary's could have?
Yeah, I think when you take a look at the post play, like I said, they're being led by a freshman post averaging 20 a game. They're junior five players averaging 18. And you take a look at that, that's going to put a premium on all of a sudden. When we talked earlier about Marta Gomez having to step up, she's going to have to step up defensively in this game. And that's going to be a big, big challenge for her. And so that's the first place I look at it. When you watch St. Mary's on film, they're just very good at doing, running their system, on-ball screens, ducking in on the backside, getting the ball to the right person, and that four of their five starters average double digits. So you can't worry too much about one person. And when I watched them last year against Iowa State, that's what you saw. You saw a toughness with a team that wanted to win, knew how to win, and that's very important when you talk about somebody that's won as many games as they have. Their team's used to winning.
I asked this question earlier to our listeners, and I'll ask you this, Coach, since we'd like to talk some college football. Will the committee rank Alabama number one this week because they had a what was perceived to be an impressive quality win at Mississippi State, while Clemson wasn't exactly dominant at Syracuse? Will they move Alabama to number one?
No, they're going to leave Clemson at number one, Keith, is what I really believe. Alabama's going to sit there at number two. They're going to go with Ohio State, number three. And I still believe that Notre Dame's going to be number four.
I don't see
any change being made. Now, the change may happen from 5 through 10.
Yeah.
And, you know, you had a Stanford lose. You had a Utah lose. So that really, I'm with you. That the best thing that happened to the Big 12 over the weekend was the Pac-12 losing.
Them and LSU got knocked off too, and they were sitting there at number nine, so that hurt them as well. But you're right, the Pac-12 is done in my opinion, unless some crazy things happen. So
yeah, so really, and you know, and that's where, you know, when you and I talked before about with Oklahoma sitting there in very good position, because you know Iowa will get in, Keith, if Iowa can beat Ohio State.
Yeah, well, they got to beat Nebraska.
Yeah, and they'll get in, and if they don't, then they're going to drop. So that's why I say the Big 12 is going to be in a position. And like everything else, it's there's a big game out in Stanford when Notre Dame has to play.
Definitely.
And
so,
I think that what's kind of nice right now is all these teams are playing in still to the playoffs. Nobody's a lock. You still have some big games that you have to win. And don't be surprised if somebody from that 6 through 10 group ends up being in there.
Always good to talk, Joe. Best of luck Friday night against St. Mary's. Thank you.
Guys, I appreciate it. And like always, you make it easy. It's fun to visit about sports with all you.
Thank
guys,
you, Joe.
Take care.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Joe Ligurski joining us here on the program. Does it every Tuesday.